The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Now, Jess Kelly has quietly joined us. Jess, good morning.
Good morning.
Before we go to the tech questions, you have a few last-minute gift ideas.
Yeah, I have been scouring around for products that are in stock that would make for great gifts. We know that the situation at Holyhead has caused an awful lot of disruption for some of the tech coming into the country. But a few bits that I think will make anyone happy.
By the way, there could be bargains in January if this stock that was coming in for Christmas is not sold because it arrives too late.
Or it could be the other thing, that the stuff that was meant to be on sale and making us all happy doesn't arrive in time for the sales. So we could have sales into March. Who knows? But we will watch that with interest.
So,
in terms of gadgets, right? The Google Nest Mini. We featured the bigger version of this on our gadget gift guide a few weeks back. But this is the €60 version. It's the size of essentially a hockey puck, but it pairs to either an Android phone or indeed an iPhone. You put the Google Home app onto your device. It's great for listening to the radio on, for playing your music on, for listening to your podcasts. It can also then be your smart assistant. So it can add things to your shopping list. It can answer questions. It can tell you if you need to bring a jacket. I absolutely love them. I have a few of the Google Nests dotted around the house. But for £60, these are a solid bet. So I would highly recommend them.
Okay. And the quality of the sound?
Excellent. Very much fills up the space. So we have the bigger version that we spoke about in our kitchen. And then we have a few of these, you know, in our hall and upstairs. And you can sync them up so the music really
they
does
fill. They can talk to each other.
Yeah, it fills the entire house. But if you just have one, the sound quality is great. It would fill an average size room for sure.
Okay, you want to suggest a subscription as a gift?
Yeah, so whether it is Netflix, Disney, Spotify, off the ball, there are brilliant subscriptions out there. What I love about giving a subscription is, do you know over the Christmas period when you think you've all your shopping done and then someone texts to say, I'll be there in 15 minutes, you think, oh, I didn't get them anything. This is something that you can buy online and you can either print it off or email it to them. We know we always talk about the price of streaming services. They're not cheap. So if you were to gift someone, say, 3 months of paid Netflix or 3 months of Off the Ball or whatever it might be, it is a lovely gift to give and it's super simple. I would highly recommend them. And again, they are great last minute ones. Or the ideal office KK or stocking filler.
Now, something a little more expensive if you want to get something for someone special.
Yeah, these are my favourite on-ear headphones. These are the Sony WH-1000XM4s. It's an awful name, but they are great headphones. I have had the older version of this for about 3 years, maybe longer now, 4 years, and they are great. They are by Sony. You've got your active noise cancelling, which really does immerse you if you're working in an office. The microphone on it is excellent. So again, if you're using them for work in terms of online meetings and so on, the sound quality is great. I get about a day and a bit out of the batteries. So that
That's
is an intense battery life. They also have that quick charge facility where in, I think it's 10 minutes, you've enough to get 4 or 5 hours worth of playtime. I would highly recommend them. The reason I love these ones is they are incredibly comfortable. They're not too heavy on your head. You can wear them for long periods of time. The sound is great. The noise cancelling is great. And the fact that the mic quality is good as well just really impressed me. Mm.
What about the controls on them? Some of the on-ear headphones, they're fiddly controls.
Yeah.
And you might want to answer a call and you might hit something that doesn't answer the call or maybe even cancels the call.
Yeah, they are very straightforward in terms of the taps that you can either answer or reject a call. What I love is that you can slide your finger up on one of the cups and it'll increase the volume or decrease the volume.
Nicely intuitive.
Very intuitive and very, very easy to pair. So I would highly recommend them.
Now, some of the calls and questions coming in. Could you ask Jess, should I change my iPhone 15 Pro Max for a 16 Pro Max? The cost to change seems to be between €500 and €600.
No. There's no massive difference. The real difference here, the fact that you have that version means that if and when Apple Intelligence does come to Ireland, you'll be able to get it on your device because it's powerful enough. Beyond that, the majority of the changes are software based. So I would see absolutely no reason at all to upgrade from the 15 to the 16, particularly with the model of phone that you have.
And someone obviously just tuned in a bit late. What was Jess's first item for €60? Google.
The Google Nest Mini. So it's the little, their smart speaker, £60. They are excellent and so useful.
And can you use that just with your house Wi-Fi?
Yeah, so the way it works,
you don't need a phone, in other words, to set it up.
No, you do need a phone to set it up in that you have to put the Google Home app. Now, it works with a tablet as well, but you need to have the Google Home app on your device, and then you just tap add device. You select the device you want to add. You put it onto your Wi-Fi network. It takes no more than 4 minutes to do. It is incredibly simple.
I need a new phone, as I'm regularly told my Gmail is full or I can't get updates. I'm not tech savvy and it's infuriating, as I'm not a heavy user, i.e. not on social media. I don't stream. Also, I hate the size plus weight. Does Jess have a recommendation for a phone that is more manageable, plenty of storage and reasonably priced? That's from Marion.
Yeah, and I want to double check. Is it your Gmail is full or your phone is full?
It says my Gmail is full.
Yeah, so you shouldn't need to buy a new phone just because your Gmail is full.
Your Gmail is not on your phone.
It's not on your phone. It's in the cloud. So what I'd recommend you do is, on your Gmail app, if you organize your mail by size and delete the biggest emails or any of the old emails that you don't need, that will save up some space. But getting a new phone won't solve the issue of your Gmail storage. So just that's one thing to note. The second thing then, in terms of a phone recommendation, the Samsung Galaxy A52 I think would be a great phone because it's not overly expensive. It looks great and it's not a cumbersome phone. So some of those Pro, the Plus size and so on, it's very easy in the hand and it's also very enjoyable to use.
Now, when we were doing our tech segment a couple of weeks back where we streamed it and we showed all sorts of devices, people were talking about that plug.
Oh, yeah, my smart plug.
Your smart plug.
Yes.
Now, remind people where they can get that, and are there different brands and where might they be obtained?
Yeah, so the one that I have that I bought is called 8Tree. So E-I-G-H-T or E-E-Tree. I bought mine from Amazon. Now, a lot of the products on Amazon, they will notify you if it'll arrive in time for Christmas or not. So just be wary of that. In terms of other smart plugs, you can go into stores. TP-Link do smart plugs. Hive do smart plugs. What I would say is some of them are ridiculously expensive. So that's
why. Do the same job.
Do the exact same job. And that's why I went for the 8Tree ones. Now, I have to say they are incredibly useful. I use them every single day of my life, but I wouldn't be paying €25 for it. I was delighted that I got one for €8.
So the idea being that you could have these scattered around the house. And if you've got, say, 10 of them, how do you control each one separately?
So what I have done is there's a Smart Life app that pairs when you're setting it up, but I've added them to my Google Home. So I can now tell my Google Home to turn off the Christmas lights. We've got Christmas lights around our front door, or I can tell it to turn on the hall lamp or the landing lamp or whatever it is. So you can either voice control if you have a smart home assistance, or you can do it from your phone, and you can also set it to timed as well. So you can set it so that it comes on.
Okay, but if you have a number of these plugs on your phone, are they numbered, designated?
Yeah, so you can put a label on them. So for example, you can put, you know, a hall lamp, landing lamp, whatever the devices are, you can label them. And then whatever you label them, you can either manually turn them off within the app, or as I said, you can shout to your smart assistant and it'll
Making it difficult for the home alone burglars.
Exactly, yes, that's the goal.
Switching from Paris or wherever you are. Can you recommend a Fitbit for a beginner runner 19 years of age?
Yeah, the Fitbit Charge 6, it's £160. It is very easy to use. It has all of the key metrics that you would want. And also the Fitbit Tracker app is great when you're starting out to run. But what I'd recommend you try and do, and this is what helped me when I started to run, was don't focus on the time. Just focus on getting out and doing the thing and then building up your time and your distance, and it'll happen over time.
All right. Jess Kelly, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.